No, to me it would be a flour bin.
You never heard of a flour gum?
No, that's...
Or barrel?
Well, I wouldn't say the flour bin and barrel was the same.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the bin was something built in. A barrel might be a regular barrel.
Okay, good. These are good distinctions. Now, if you're bringing in wood for the fire, you might call that quite a wood.
Well, I'd say hauling in the wood.
Yes, you're hauling it in, and you say that he's hauling in quite a of wood, quite a.
Quite an amount of wood. Is that what you're doing?
Well, you wouldn't have any special colloquial word for that. Never use quite a turn of wood.
No.
Or a jag or something like that. Armful.
Well, yes, bring in an armful of wood. Well, that would be all right. Yes, that would be very nice.
You never heard of a partial load on a wagon called? You say you had half a load or so on a wagon. You call it? Well, he's only got.
Well, I say half a load.
You would never use jag there.
No.
Now, smaller something that's smaller than a barrel but looks like a barrel is a what? It might be a small barrel, but they keep nails in it sometimes. It's
there's a tub. I believe they put it in a tub?
Or
a small tub? Or a crate? No, it wouldn't be a crate.
You ever hear carpenters talk about a
kip?
No,
keg. That's right.
Try to say as little of it as I can.
Yes.
Now, the thing that a child or even an adult would blow on to make music.
A mouth organ.
And a thing you'd pluck, make that sort of a noise with it. You ever hear one of these? The man will put it to his mouth. It's shaped like a harp, and he'll twang it with his finger.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean, but I don't believe I can say the name of it now.
It's a juice harp.
Juice harp, that's right. They do use those, don't they? That's
haven't seen
that in a long, long time now.
Haven't seen any for a while either.
No.
Now, the things that go around the barrel are metal. They call them the barrel. The kids used to take them and roll them.
Yes,
remember?
Yes. Hoops. Or stays too.
All right. Now, the thing you'd put in a bottle to keep the liquid. And the thing that a carpenter would use, if he had a nail here, and he wanted to get the nail in the wood, he'd hit it with a
hammer.
And now we'll get to the wagons. You remember the wagons that were pulled by horses, of course?
Had a tongue.
Any other parts you could remember?
Well, a wheel has a hub and spokes on the wheel, if you're wanting that.
I want anything.
And now let me see there, what would they call the part that you'd sit in? There was put things in. I don't believe I can say it. Of course, there's a springs underneath. I don't know if that would help you or not.
Yeah. Now, do you remember any differences in the parts of a wagon and a buggy? Any different differences? For example, what's the tongue on a buggy? Was it called a tongue on a buggy?
yes. Or if they were hitching a horse to be shaft.
And behind the shaft, you might have, I'm not sure about myself here, some sort of a cross piece at the end. For example, if you had one horse, you'd have a certain kind of...
Well, there'd be a dashboard. Is that what you were wanting?
Would that be what holds the horse onto the tongue or shaft, whatever it is?
No, that wouldn't be. There's something else that used to they used, but I don't believe that.
Did you ever hear of a whiffle
tree? I have heard of it, yes, but I probably wouldn't even think of it if I was
a
whiffle.
Single tree, would that be?
Single tree, yes.
Would that be more common?
Yes, that would be more common.
I realize you're operating here at a disadvantage.
No, that's all right.